This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 47.
The Samplecast.
Hello, welcome. I'm Reuben Cornell, and thank you for joining us at The Samplecast. This is episode number 47. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast and listening. Don't forget that there's a YouTube show which goes along with the podcast. If you're only listening to the podcast, then you're just getting half the story, really, because you can see all of the products, plugins, and sample libraries in action on the YouTube show. Just head over to YouTube, search for The Samplecast, or go to the Samplecast website, and you'll see the post on there on the front page. It's thesamplecast.com. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us here at The Samplecast. We love to hear your ideas, your thoughts about the libraries that we've included and those that we haven't. You can email us, thesamplecast@gmail.com. You can reach us on Twitter, @thesamplecast. Or you can hunt me down on Facebook. I'm Reuben Cornell, R-E-U-B-E-N-C-O-R-N-E-L-L. Or you can look for the Facebook page of The Samplecast. There's loads in this show this week. We're going to end the show with a useful tip about creative gating in your door. We've also got a review of Native Instruments Thrill. We've got plenty of bargains, a couple of updates, and we're going to kick off with this week's news.
Roundup.
First up, a new release in the rapidly growing Ventus series from Impact Soundworks. This samples two different sets of pan pipes. Now, anyone who's familiar with the Ventus series will feel right at home with the interface here. It's exactly the same as some of their previous libraries. There's 15 playable articulations here and pre-recorded phrases. You've got 6,200 samples. The phrases are about 650. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above. And you've got the normal Ventus options here, including the ornament system, the TACT articulation control system, and six different types of sustains, loads of ornaments, articulations, that sort of thing as well. They've also included WAV files too, so you can just drag and drop those into your door. If you've got any of the previous Ventus instruments, there's discount options too. Do check it out at the link in the show notes. Ambient Soundware by Zero G is a 3.2 gigabyte library of ambient soundscapes, like you don't have enough of those already. This library is divided into five categories comprising 600 WAV files in total, and the length of the samples is between 25 and about 50 seconds long. There are also basic instruments here for Kontakt, EXS24, NNXT and Halion, and the focus here is on melodic arps, chords and harmonies. There's some pretty nice samples here, I did try a few of them, and you can listen to some yourself by downloading a free bundle from the Time and Space website. Do give it a go. There's a new tape plugin available from SoftTube. This offers three different analog tape emulation for introducing saturation and warmth to your mixers. This runs in Windows and Mac and offers an amount knob and different tape speeds for getting tape head bump, that kind of effect. There are also some presets on board designed by some famous names, and as a bonus for Studio One users, you can run it in Mix FX, allowing selectable crosstalk between the different tracks. Do check it out at the SoftTube or Plugin Boutique websites. A little shout out now for a couple of new Serum packs. The first is from New Loops, it's called Synths, and it's a set of 64 synth style presets designed for EDM, house, trance and also cinematic uses. Have a look at the New Loops website for those details. There's another Serum set by Leap Into The Void, that's 106 presets, designed mainly as a selection of rhythmic sequences and tempo synced pads. They're pretty fat and pulsing, I like the sound of them and they're worth checking out. Lastly this week, it's 8DO's Case Solo Brass. This is a collection of aleatoric solo brass for Kontakt, runs in the full version 5.5 and above. You've got 6 microphone positions here, there's 4 room mics and 2 spots, and almost 7,000 samples in total. There are 96 articulations here, over 9 gigabytes of content, and I did check with 8DO because I had a little bit of a suspicion that these might have been reused samples from the old Scream collection, but actually they're newly recorded samples, so that's a bonus. You've got the Chaos Engine here and randomization functions which give some really nice freaky sounds. There's also lots of effects on their new Case effects panel, so you can check it out at the 8DO website.
plugin VST.
A few really lovely bargains this week. The first is Cornucopia Strings 2 from Strezov Sampling. I'm really happy to see Cornucopia Strings as this week's VST buzz deal. These strings have a great warm vintage sound, and for me, they're really unlike many other string libraries that are out there. It's essentially a chamber ensemble running in Kontakt, the full version 5 and above, and it's 9 GB compressed with 5 different microphone positions and polyphonic legato, amongst other functions. It's really great for recreating vintage Hollywood scores, think kind of La La Land, and you've also got options there for smaller chamber scoring too. It's currently 60% off at €64.99. Click the link in the show notes for more information. Another mention for Softube, and as well as their tape emulation that I covered earlier on in the show, they're also offering up to 50% off their other plugins. There's many bundles and individual plugins available. Do check them out at the link below. And lastly, a great pack from Kontakt Hub. I've done a little bit of work for Composers Tools in the past, and I've covered many of their libraries in the show before, so I probably don't need to convince you to check them out. They're really good. So at Kontakt Hub for the next couple of weeks, there's currently 70% off a bundle of 3 of their best Kontakt instruments. You've got Thing Thong, Undervibe, and Voce. Personally, I use Thing Thong all the time for pulsing and ticking rhythms, so this hugely discounted pack is thoroughly recommended. Do check it out at the Kontakt Hub website.
Big review.
This week's big review is Galaxy Instruments and Native Instruments Thrill. I didn't quite get hold of Thrill in time to cover it as a review in the last episode of the Samplecast, so I'm going to give it the full big review treatment this week. However, I did cover it in the news, so to save both you and me some time, I'm just going to play in last week's news item so that you can get the specs, and then I'll launch into some preset examples of the sounds, and then I'll go into the review. Feel free to skip forward if you already know the details. It's a collaboration between Galaxy Instruments, you might remember those from Una Corner and The Giant, and also Native Instruments as well. It's a real-time cluster and aleatoric effects composer, runs in Kontakt Player 5.6.8 and above, and has 41 gigabytes of uncompressed content in there. The engine combines various sound sources, so you've got orchestral performances, hybrid sources, and also electronic gubbins as well. And you can see on the interface there's an XY pad to manipulate the intensity and mix of those sound sources. There are hundreds of presets here and 963 sound sources in total, so a pretty huge library. I especially like the look of the cluster builder, where you can create your own different intervals for the cluster notes. And there's also randomization options in there. I love that too. So Thrill is just one big patch in Kontakt with four main pages. You've got a home page, one for selecting the sources, an effects page, and also a master page too. Some sources are monophonic, but some are playable on the keyboard. As you increase the y-axis, which they call the thrill factor, different samples are morphed into one another or notes are added in the cluster builder, depending on how the instrument is set up, and the x-axis swaps between the two sources on one side and two sources on the other side. There's a huge scope for customization here, so I'll go into the things that I liked. First off, the sound is extraordinary. Initially, I thought the XY pad was a bit of a gimmick, but I quickly realized that the key to Thrill is allowing you to push soundscapes from subtle to fierce with precision and control. I really like the XY pad. You can move it with the mouse or you can link it up to an external MIDI controller. The customization options are huge, with precise control over the four sound sources, their modulation, the effects, and many other parameters. I was very impressed with the cluster controls, which allow glide and user-definable additional notes to be introduced as the thrill factor is increased, although I'm still not absolutely positive I know how this function works in full. I did also like that from the source page, you could use the little mini XY pad and source selection controls so that you can audition your potential sounds in context with the rest of the sound. Anyone who keeps up with the Samplecast will know that I love randomization, and Thrill has this function in spades with options for randomizing the sources, clusters, effects, or any combination of these. I also want to give a mention to the effects in this library and the way that you can adjust the effect ranges of each effect in order to increase them as you push up the thrill factor. All of these are user customizable and you can change each of the effects parameters as well. I really like this.
So
So there were some niggles with the library, some things that I didn't like so much. First off, this is a product that you'll have to read the manual if you want to get the most out of it. There's no good watching the tutorial videos this time around, as the video walkthrough isn't very detailed when it comes to the interface functions. Some of the interface controls are a bit cryptic as well, so you'll be poking around trying to work out what they do before you have to flick open the manual. Luckily, the manual is decent and does explain most of the functions fully. I didn't find the source browser very easy to use, and it would have been nice to have been able to favourite certain sources and filter them out. I know that's possible in Kontakt because a few recent libraries have done that, such as Sample Logic's Rhythmology, so it would have been cool to have seen it implemented here. The controls are a bit small. If you're a bit hard of seeing, you might have a bit of trouble with these. There's quite a lot of space around them, so the controls could have actually been made bigger, the dials and sliders especially, but you might have to sit a bit closer to the screen to see some of these. So all in all, it's a big thumbs up for Thrill. If you want to load up Thrill and just get started, then the snapshots and presets have you more than covered. If you want to get deeper, well, you'll have to read the manual for sure and invest some time experimenting with the effects, modulation, clusters and layering controls. But this is totally worth it, as you'll be able to create bespoke patches and your own palette of unique Thrill sounds. To be honest, if I had a horror or suspense movie to score, I could probably load up Thrill and score the whole thing in a day or two. It is that quick to use. And for time-strapped composers that are likely to be doing something like this, don't even think twice about grabbing Thrill.
Developer update.
Nice developer updates this week. The first one is from Audict. Now, their United Strings of Europe library caused quite a stir when it was released a few weeks ago. It was a good price and a nice sound, but there were some feature requests and a couple of bugs to iron out. Now, this week, Audict have released version 1.1, which addresses some of these customer queries. Along with some under-the-hood bug fixes, they've also introduced more controls for tweaking the legato. You've got multiple outputs in Kontakt here. There's staccato envelope shaping, spot mic panning, velocity sensitive attacks, and a new interface to boot. I did a little walkthrough video for Audict, which should be going live shortly. Do check it out on the Audict YouTube channel. Existing users should have received their updates already. If not, do check with Audict, and new users can look forward to these new options and interface. Some months ago, iZotope released their Neutron plugin, which was designed to take the legwork out of individual track and mix processing. They've since slimmed down these options to release Neutron Elements, which is available this week. Elements has 200 presets and includes track assistant, track identification, EQ learning, and four processors on board too. It does drop some of the multiband processing, limiter, and masking meters, but for around $100, I think it's still a really useful plugin for producers that are strapped for time. Time and Space sent me a copy of this for a play, and I had a little go. Do check it out at the Time and Space or iZotope websites.
Tips and tricks.
In this week's tip, I'll show you how to creatively use sidechain gating within your projects. So here we've got a really simple session, and I'm going to show you a couple of ways to use sidechain gating in a couple of creative ways. Firstly, we've got a breakbeat track. And we've also got some white noise on a separate track. And what we're going to do is we're going to use a gate on that white noise track to let the breakbeats trigger it. So it's going to trigger on the kick and snares, basically where the louder parts are of that breakbeat track. So we'll add a gate plugin. I'm just going to use the one in Logic, but you can use pretty much any gate plugin with a sidechain input. And we're going to set the sidechain up to track one, which is our breakbeat track. And now we have to mess with the threshold, just bringing it up so it touches those peaks of the snares and the kick drums. Let's hear that with the breakbeat. And you can do a lot of shaping and volume automation on that white noise. So basically that'll add a bit of a crunchy sound to the snares and kick. Let's increase the release and reduce the volume. And you can use that technique with a variety of things. It works quite well on pads, so we've got some strings here. Let's just copy and paste the gating plugin to the strings track. So the strings on their own, they sound like this. Sort of analog strings flavour. But with the gate in place and triggered from the breakbeat track. And once you've got that gating in place, of course, you can then mess around adding delays, adding reverbs to give it a little bit more character. And you can adjust the attack, hold and release of the gate to make the transients of those strings a little bit different. You can also play with the reduction. Don't forget you can always reverse that, and instead of having the sound of the second track poke through when the dynamics are at their highest, you can actually do it in reverse so that they're at their lowest using the ducking mode in your gator if it has it. And a lot of producers will use that technique on bass lines and kick drums to push the bass line volume down when the kick drum is playing. You'll need to experiment with the ducking, the attack, hold and release controls and get that kind of pumping sound, but that's the basic principle. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We really couldn't do it without you. Thanks to everybody as well who's been in touch this week, either directly or via forums. Last week's Samplecast posting had quite a big splash on VI Control, so we've gained quite a few listeners and viewers because of that. Thank you so much, everybody. If you'd like to hear more about the show, just head to the website. You can find everything about the show on there. Thesamplecast.com is where to find us. If you've enjoyed the show and you'd like to spread the word, please feel free to do so. Also, please give us a review and rating on iTunes. That really helps us get up those iTunes charts. Every week I have a look and see if there's been any new reviews, and there haven't been any for a while, but I know that hundreds of people listen every week. So do give us a shout out if you can on iTunes. We'll be back again next week with show 48. Until then, bye bye now.